यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरावनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी ओ जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी ओ जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాద కీ ఇస్కాన్ సంస్థాపకాచార్య బిపిటి సంస్థాపకాచార్య హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకీ గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత మహాపురాణ కీ నితాయి గౌర ప్రేమానందే all glories to assembled devotees all glories to assembled devotees all glories to assembled all glories all glories all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతిదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ వుడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ ఫర్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ 6 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ అ కన్వర్సేషన్ బిట్వీన్ నారద అండ్ వ్యాసదేవ్ అండ్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 24 టుడే Kindly repeat after me.
Matirmai nibaddeyam
न विपद्येत कर्हिचित्। प्रजा सर्ग निरोधेपि स्मृतिश्च मद अनुग्रहात् मतिर्मयि निबद्धेयम् न विपद्येत कर्हिचित्। प्रजा सर्ग निरोधेपि स्मृतिश्च मद अनुग्रहात् मतिर्मयि निबद्धेयम् न विपद्येत कर्हिचित्। प्रजा सर्ग निरोधेपि स्मृतिश्च मद अनुग्रहात् सर्ग निरोधेति स्मृतिश्च मद अनुग्रहात्। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। मति ही इंटेलिजेंस, मई डिवोटेड टू मी, निबद्धा एंगेज्ड, इयम दिस, न नेवर, विपद्येत सेपरेट, कर्हिचित् एट एनी टाइम, प्रजा लिविंग बींग्स, सर्ग at the time of creation, nirodhe also at the time of inhalation, api even smritihi remembrance cha and mat mind anugrahat by the mercy of. Translation and the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thought of at any time. Even at the time of creation as well as at the time of annihilation, your remembrance will continue by my mercy. Purport. Devotional service rendered to the personality of Godhead never goes in vain. Since the personality of Godhead is eternal, intelligence applied in His service or anything done in His relation is also permanent. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that such transcendental service rendered unto the personality of Godhead accumulates birth after birth. And when the devotee is fully matured, the total service counted together makes him eligible to enter into the association of the personality of Godhead. Such accumulation of God's service is never vanquished but increases till fully matured. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं श्री चैतन्येश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं असाधुना साधुतादयिं अतिनीचोच्चतकर హనుమం చా కదాచిన్ మాం ప్రేమ్నా మత కంఠగ స్ఫుర. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సింగ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద వైష్ణవాస్ అసెంబ్ల్ హియర్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ విచ్ కెన్ ఇన్స్పైర్ అస్ ఇన్ అవర్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ హోప్ఫుల్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. రైట్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇట్ ఈస్ బీన్ స్పోకన్ and the story of Shri Narada Dev has been so wonderfully explained. Mahajana ena gatha sapantha. If we want to understand the intricacies of dharma, so it has been recommended to walk on the path given by Mahajanas, the great devotees of the Lord. And Shri Narada Dev is one of the Mahajan. He is not just having a surname as a Mahajan. He is a real Mahajan. Mahatma, Mahajan. And that is what Lord Krishna in yesterday's shloka, which Pavanesha Prabhu spoke, where Lord Krishna is saying, someone becomes my Matajana. The glory of that devotee whom he is accepting his own. And therefore, life of Narad Muni is so inspirational and inspiring. What it takes to be a Mahajan, or what it takes one to reach to that stage where Lord is calling, this person is mine, Mat Jana, ye mera aadmi, don't touch him. So therefore this section is quite hopeful. That the journey from ordinary to extraordinary, from conditional life to the liberated life, that is the journey of Shri Narada Dev. And in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, what do we find? We find the three lives of Narad Muni. Conditional life, practitioner's life, and liberated life. Conditional life means what? Conditional life means everything centered around me. And that is what happened when he was Upabharana. As a celestial singer, celestial god, Gandharva. What he wanted to attract everyone towards him. And in the assembly of a god, he was singing, as Prabhupada writes in that purport, filmy songs. And everyone got attracted to him. So that is the conditional life where people want to attract attention towards self. And what is practitioner's life? The devotees enter. And your orientation change. Your aspiration changes. And then you try hard to bring Krishna in the center. That is practitioner's life. And this is, that is what Narad Dev is explaining to Srila Vyasadeva. And then, after practitioner's life, where he was a son of a maid servant, somehow came in the association of the Bhaktivedantas. And he started his practice of devotional service, of bhakti. And what difficulties he went through, what challenges he faced while practicing devotional service, those all aspects have been explained in this section. What a practitioner goes through in his life while practicing, while trying to connect his mind and senses in the service of the Lord, what challenges he faces, those things have been explained. That is practitioner's life. In these pages we see that how Lord does not facilitate our comfort as a practitioner, but always facilitates our growth. Most of the time, we want comfort so that I can peacefully chant, I can peacefully practice. But in these pages, in the life of Narad Dev, what we see, Lord did not facilitate comfort in his life as a practitioner. But what facilitated him? How he facilitated? How he can grow. And therefore, yesterday's shloka. Lord told, and these are the words of Lord himself. These verses, the shlokas, last four shlokas, Lord Krishna only is speaking. Hantasmin janmani bhavan maam drishtam iharhati avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam. That, O Narada, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person. And this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. So here, what Lord is saying, I'm not going to give you darshan. Why? Because I just want to increase your desire for me. I want to increase your hankering for me. What would be comfortable, Lord? As he was trying so hard to get a darshan, one glimpse, once again, Lord could have given ek bar, but no. Lord is saying, I want to increase your desire for me, hankering for me. So, Lord facilitates our growth while practicing devotional service. And therefore, this story of Narad Dev in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam has come. And such a glorious life, you almost in all cantos, you will see Naradji coming somehow or other. And his liberated life he is living, means he is entering in so many conditional living entities' life. And how he is transforming people. Right from Cobra to Kailas. Isn't it? We heard that story that he met a cobra, that snake, who was hissing, who was biting. And Naraji, because of Naraji's association, he became a devotee and he stopped all those things. But people started hurting him. So Naraji told him, at least you, that cobra I'm talking about. He is a disciple of Narada. And Prahlad Maharaj. So, Kailas. So many people's lives got transferred just by hearing that story of Kailas. ध्रुव महाराज मीन्स एवरी फ्रॉम राइट फ्रॉम फर्स्ट कैंटो टिल 12 कैंटो यू विल सी एक्सेप्ट फ्यू कैंटोज वेर नारद इज मेंशन इज नॉट देयर बट इन ऑल द स्टोरीज इन ऑल द कैंटोज नारद जी प्रेजेंस इज फेल्ट सच अ ग्लोरियस लाइफ एंड हाउ ही रीच टू दैट लाइफ इज स्पोकन इन द फर्स्ट कैंटो इट सेल्फ हाउ ही लीड दैट प्रैक्टिशनर्स लाइफ And that is the nature of a devotee, a liberated personality. Tasyapi darshayamasa saviryam jalakalmasha yachakar gale nilam tachya sadho vibhushanam tachya sadhu vibhushanam. This verse is spoken in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the glory of Lord Shiva has been explained. Tasyapi darshayamasa saviryam jalakalmasha. That Lord Shiva, when that poison came out of the milk ocean, jalakalmasha, kalmasha means which is thrown, which is useless, which is harmful, that is called kalmasha. Tasyapi, and what happened? That kalmasha, jala kalmasha, was transformed into abhushanam. That is the power, viryam, of a great devotees. That they can transform a kalmasha, a useless thing, into abhushana, the ornament. What it takes to bring that transformation? What is that viryam, that strength? The purity. The purity of intention and the purity in action or behavior. These two things are in our hand. So everyone can bring that purity in our life if we are pure in intention and in pure in action or behavior. So this purity is been exhibited in the state, in the liberated state, and even in practitioner state by Srila Narada Dev. So in the fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this first canto, when Narada Muni and Vyasa Dev, they were discussing, that time, Narada Muni explained that how he came in Krishna consciousness or how he took up to practice of devotional service. And everyone has a story ki how I came in Krishna consciousness. And after explaining the power of devotional service, the association of the devotees and how he came, he got attached to the practice of devotional service. And he was about to like close the chapter. So immediately Vyasadev, he asked a very important question to him. So in the beginning of this chapter 6, Vyasadev asked 4 questions to Narada Muni. And in response to those 4 questions, Narada Muni then started answering those questions. The first question Vyasadev asked is, what did you do after all the sages departed? The first question. Ki aapne kya kiya? And then he asked, how did you pass your life after initiation? Basically, how did you stay in Krishna consciousness? You came, that's great. I heard, and the glory also I heard. But how you yourself stayed in Krishna consciousness? And then he asked, how did you receive this transcendental body? And another thing he asked that, it is seen that as one's body gets annihilated, one gives up one body, along with that body, your remembrance also is vanished. You don't remember your past life. You don't remember what you did in your previous lives. So, Vyasadeva is astonished to see that, to hear that, how did you remember? Not previous life, he says, the thing happened in the previous day of Lord Brahma. Which is, it is 430 crores years. One day of Lord Brahma, Prabhupada calculates that. And the today's verse, if you see, Naraji, and these two shlokas, like these two questions answer. What did Naraji did after departure after the sages departed? They left that place. And how did he pass his life after initiation? How did he stay? And the verses after this, he explains how did he receive this transcendental body of a Narada. A spaceman, a transcendental spaceman. He can go to the spiritual world and anywhere in the material world. That body, how did he receive? He speaks in upcoming verses, he will speak. If you want to know, then keep hearing Bhagavatam. But today, he is saying that how did he remember his past life? And the answer is, Smritischa Mad Anugrahat. That Lord himself showered blessings on the Narada Dev to remember whatever he has gone through in his life. Therefore he could remember his last life. How did he came in touch with devotees and how he practiced devotional service. So, Naraji answered various questions, how he stayed. So, the verses which was already taken, I'm just summarizing those verses. He started saying that, how did he stay? So, he started saying that, after all the sages departed from that place, my mother was all alone. And she wanted to maintain me to the best of her capacity. And that is the desire of parents. That is the desire of anyone who is taking care of the children. That they want to provide all the best things for their children. And that is what Naraji say. That my mother, although she was dependent lady, was trying to maintain and wanted to give everything best for my upbringing. But she was not successful. She could not provide the best for my upbringing. He says that. Why? Because the material nature is under the control of Supreme Lord, and everyone is being controlled by the modes. They act like a katputali in the hand of material nature. No matter how hard someone tries to achieve something, unless Deva favors that person, he cannot. You know, I remember while growing up, in my teenage, one serial used to come And the name of that serial was Thoda Hai, Thode Ki Jarurat Hai. I don't know, those who were growing during 90s, they might remember this. Thoda Hai, Thode Ki Jarurat Hai. And this is what the material life is. And as I was growing, but I was seeing that, it's not that those who have thoda, they think if thoda mil jaye, so then everything will be all right in material world. But I have seen people, those who have a jada, they think jada ki jarurat hai. So it never been to be complete circle, you know. Those who have thoda, they think thode ki jarurat hai. And those who have a jada, they think jada ki jarurat hai. And that what I just realized, even children, those who have been given everything in their life, they grieve that I did not receive something. And I was bewildered, as I was living with so many children, I understood that this guy have everything, whatever he wants, whatever his parents give, whatever parent can give. But material life is like that. So although she was trying, see, material life means crunches. There will be somewhere something, you will experience crunch. So Narad Dev, he said, we experience crunch in our life. There was not sufficient things. The second thing which he explains that, my life was not free from calamities. What was that calamity? The only shelter what I had was my mother as a little child. No one else to take care for. My mother, by the influence of time, died and I was all alone. I was shelterless. I did not have anyone to take care of. Mahavipatto samsare yasmin smaret madhusudana. Mahavipatto samsare. In this world, calamities do strike. No one is spared from this part of material world. The inbuilt nature of material world is mahavipatto, calamities. My only shelter was taken away. But yasmin smaret madhusudana. Tasya vipatti sampatti bhavet. That vipatti turns into sampatti. Yasmin aham madhusudana. Iti aha shankara. But Lord Shiva is saying this, that this sampatti can turn into, this vipatti can turn into sampatti when one remembers Krishna. So calamities do struck in life of Narad Muni. So when calamity struck, what happens? It creates confusion. What to do? The choices come in picture. So many, we hear so many stories where people went through calamities and they made big in this material world. Isn't it? So many inspirational stories today, they float around when people went through so many calamities in their life, but they made it in this world. And we also feel, yes, I am the one. I will make it. And it's not bad. Here, when calamity struck in the life of Narada Dev, he said, I had a choice to make it big in the world or to make big in the spiritual world. Lok ya parlok. So he chose Pratishtam Dishamuttaram. So he took a direction towards north. North basically means spirituality. North basically means transcendence. So that choice he made to take up to the spirituality, to focus more in the service of the Lord. That one life, only one life. Let us, so many calamities have gone through in our previous life. He thought, let us this life, now I have already received association of devotees, which is so rare. Now let me make it. I have experienced calamities now, but let me focus in the service of the Lord. And he took up practice of devotional service with more determination. Dridamati. Without allowing his intelligence to divert anywhere. And that is what Lord Krishna glorifies. Actually, these four verses, if we see, what Lord is speaking to Narada Dev is his glorification of different choices he made while practicing devotional service. And that is what Lord Krishna accepts. Lord Krishna wants us to focus on. So various words Lord Krishna used, and that few words I'll just try to explain in whatever time we have in next few minutes. What a practitioner needs to inculcate in his life or in his practice, those words are these words of Lord Krishna. He appreciates in Lord Krishna, in Narada's life. So the first thing Lord Krishna says that Sat Sevaya Adirghaya, that your engagement in the service of the devotees. Sat Sevaya means also service of the Lord and service of the devotees. Service means one accept the mood of subordinate or servant. And that is the beginning, is that we put master in the center, not oneself. What yoga basically means? Yogasan basically means how you bend your body. And it's so fascinating. People want to perform yoga. But what bhakti means? How you bend our ego. Bending our ego means bhakti. Bending our body means yoga. Yogasan. So people may get attracted to yogas nowadays, but it's very difficult to get attracted to the service where you have to bend our ego. And therefore people want to keep distance. I want to do yoga, but not bhakti yoga. So here, service basically means, Sat Sevaya means, it's really bending your egos, to cooperate, to... But Adirgaya, even a small service rendered, can give you unlimited benefit. So, one devotee, during Prabhupada's time, this devotee's name was Bhaktin Jan. And she did not like to stay with devotees. She wanted to go away from devotees. And she wanted to pursue her career in one of the lucrative area, that is Hollywood. And she wanted to leave devotees. So they were in Australia. So she wanted to come to LA, Los Angeles, where the hub of Hollywood is there, California.
So she was leaving devotees association and wanted to enter into Hollywood. And devotees were a little worried, ki, what will she do now? Because leaving devotees association will not be beneficial. So how to engage her somehow or other? So that time Prabhupada was in LA. So one devotee told her that anyway you are going to LA, still Prabhupada is also there. So please do one favor, one seva. That this give this one pen, writing pen, to Prabhupada. And reluctantly she took, she did not want to even go to meet devotees over there. So she took it. She came to LA. And days went by. She did not go to meet Prabhupada there. But the devotee here in Australia was following with her. Are, have you given that pen? But she said, no, I didn't. So and the devotees, they follow up. Whether you like it or not. Have you chanted or not? Prabhuji, adhik nahi rahe ho. So, she went reluctantly. He's sending letters and sending all those things. So she said, at least I will go and give this pen to Prabhupada and come back and pursue my career. She went reluctantly and gave that pen to Prabhupada. And after seeing Prabhupada, after meeting him, she did not come back. She stayed with the devotees. And till today, she is known as a Jagat Tarini Mataji. Little service, sevaya adirghaya, kept her to go on in this great mission of Lord Chaitanya, in the service of Lord Krishna. And today we see Jagat Tarini Devi Mata. I mean, she's a wife of Burijan Prabhu. She was a Hollywood actress, or she was working in that field. So this is the power of a service to the devotees. Little service. And that's what Lord Krishna said here. That you engage in the service of the devotees. Sat sevaya. And how do we perform that service? That also a very interesting factor. Lord Ram, when he was in Panchavati, and they left Dandakaranya and came to Panchavati. So Lord Ram told Lakshmanji that please find out a best suitable place to build a hut. And see that place should be pleasing to all of us. Means all three. Sita, Ram and Lakshman. So as soon as these words were spoken, Lakshmanji immediately spoke back. He immediately replied that to Lord Ram that please, oh my Lord, do not give me choice. Do not give me independence to choose which place is the best. This independence I do not want to choose. And you are saying, choose that place which is pleasurable to all of us. There is no question of my pleasure. My pleasure is not independent of your pleasure. So with that thought in his mind, he did not want to be independent. To choose something best. And to have his own pleasure. While doing that service, while building that hut. So after he built that hut, Lord Ram saw that hut. Immediately he became so happy And he spoke three words. Appreciating Lakshmanji's seva. Those three words was, he said that, Lakshmanji, you are bhavadnya. You understand the desire of your master. Second, you are kritadnya. You used your skills best of your ability. And third, he said, dharmadnya. You are truthful to the dharma. While building that hut, you did not think of yourself. You did not build a separate hut with the same pleasure, with the same facilities. Means even in the service, you did not look for your own pleasure. You did not look for some facilities while rendering that service. And therefore, you are the glorious. So this is the mood of the service. And when we render such service to the devotees or the Lord, the next thing which happens in the practitioner's life is he becomes anagha. And Lord speaks here about Narada, that, O anagha, O sinless one. So that when one is engaged in the service of the Lord, one automatically become anagha. Otherwise, the life is full of sin. Evam pravartitam chakra nanuvartaya tihayah aghayur indriya ramo mogham partha sajivita. Aghayur indriya ramo mogham parthasi jivati. That indriya ramo, one who is engaged, one who is become indriya ram. These two words are very fascinating. For devotees, like Narada, Atmaram word is used. Atmaramascha munayo. That is the liberation, the life of liberated devotees. Atmaram. And one who is engaged in sense gratification, or one who is completely dedicated to the senses, he is called Indriyaram. One who is engaged in satisfaction of the senses. And aghayur indriya ramo. And when one is engaged in the satisfaction of the senses, Lord is saying, Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, his life is aghayu, life of sin. Aghayur indriya ramo. But when one engaged in the service of the devotees, immediately he is freed from that sinful tendencies. Shatadanya Prabhu was serving Srila Prabhupada and he saw some ants were crawling on the desktop of Prabhupada's room. So he very gently took his shawl and drove away all those ants. And very carefully took them out of the room. And Prabhupada watching all that was happening. And after Shatadanya Prabhu drove them out of the room, Prabhupada told them that earlier you would have killed these ants. But now the effect of devotional service is that you are trying to save all those ants and very gently moving them out of the room. So this is the power when one engages in the service of the devotees. So when sinlessness takes place or one becomes anagha, then the next effect happens, which Lord talks about, is the mati becomes fixed. Service leads to sinlessness, and that sinlessness leads to a fixed intelligence in the service of the Lord. Eshamto antagatam papam, jananam punya karmanam, Te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrata. One can only steadily engage in the service of the Lord when one is freed from sins. Esham tvantagatam papa. So we can see that how do there are so many things one can experience while practicing devotional service. Sometimes low, high, sometimes you feel inspired to chant, sometimes you want to go away from chanting. Why? Because there is no dridamati. There is still stresses that some way we feel I want to enjoy. And therefore, there is no fixed intelligence. There is no dedication because of that. Eshantantagatam papam. And when fixed desire or fixed intelligence is there, the next thing which takes place in the devotee's life is no material desires. Why? Because the intelligence, you know where is the goal. So whenever there are material desires, they struck devotees, he can dodge them and he can move forward. And that what? When Narad Muni was moving through all the prosperous areas, he did not get diverted. Are thoda ruk jata hu yahan par. He was fixed mind. And he continued his journey. Thick and thin. He did not stop there, but continued. So the fixed intelligence can help us to get rid of the material desires. And when there is no material desire, then Lord appreciated Narad Muni's acceptance of situations, the calamities. Otherwise, if there are material desire, one cannot take setbacks. But how come this happened to me? How can Lord does this to me? And he will go away from the devotional service. So acceptance of good and bad in this world, calamities or prosperity, that has been appreciated. Lord appreciated Naradji's acceptance of calamities. And not only that, here, how gracefully he accepted when Lord said that, I won't give you darshan once again. Why? Because durdarshoham kuyoginam. Whom he is saying? To Naradde only, na? Now, just think, if somebody comes and tells you, are you have a lot of contamination. Somebody tells and comes to you and tells you, you don't mind. But what if your spiritual master only tells you, after practicing 20, 30 years, my guru is saying, I'm still so much contaminated. But here Lord is coming and telling you, kuyogi naam. You are not yogi, you are kuyogi. But still there are some stresses. To accept those words like a thunderbolt, means from whom you expect some appreciation, some glorification that you have, for my sake you have done so much. But there, from those personality, from that source, from that shelter, he is saying, ku yogi nam. Durdarsham ku yogi nam. I won't give you darshan. So Naradji did not start fighting with the Lord. How is it that? Kare itna sab kuch kiya, or you are saying, means I don't believe in all these things. He accepted gracefully. Okay. I accept that. I will try harder to purify myself. I won't stop here. So that acceptance has been appreciated. And when that acceptance happened, Lord is saying, yes, he is Umajjana. He will be my devotee. Because he is desiring for me and he is hankering for me. Goshanta viti sarvato vrajapure. Kheder mahavivvalo. All these Goswamis, they were hankering for Krishna. Why? Because they were desiring Krishna. When we learn to accept situations in this world, that shows what we are desiring. We are not desiring comforts. We are not desiring any opulences, name, fame in this world. But only Krishna. Only Gopinath. That acceptance is a indicator. Acceptance of situations is an indicator that we are only desiring Krishna. Mat kama shanakai sadur sarvan munchati rachyan. And that is what Lord Krishna is saying. And once that hankering is taking place, that I want Krishna, where is Krishna? Where is Radharani? That is the success of sadhaka's life. Once that hankering takes place, then Lord is identifying that devotee, that person, his own person, Matjana. He is a Vishnujana. So these are the words of Lord Krishna, and this is the life of Narada Dev. And therefore it is in the, I think it is in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. So that one, you know, whenever we hear that the devotee has performed such wonderful activities, such great activities, and immediately when we hear, he is an eternal Parshad of the Lord, he is from spiritual world, immediately we think, the next thought comes to the mind as, are yaar, wo to anyway, wo to Bhagwan ke bhakte hi the na. He is an eternal servant. But I am not eternal. So how is it possible for me to practice all those things? But Naraji's life, and generally we call Nitya Baddha to Nitya Siddha. From life of a conditional soul to the life of a liberated soul. Therefore it is more important. Therefore it is more relevant to our life. We cannot claim, I was not an eternal Parshada of the Lord. How can Lord will recognize me? No, here is the example. So let us get inspiration from these pages and this the life of Narada Muni. So before I summarize, if anyone has any question, please think about that and ask. I'll just summarize what I discussed today. So I discussed the words of Shri Narada Dev, or the words of Lord Krishna to Narada Dev, that how Naraji's life is a life of a conditional soul to the practitioner soul, or practitioners, and to the practitioner's life to the liberated soul. And in that we discussed that how the power of devotional association or devotee's association can transform. A jal kalmasha can also become abhushan. And Naraji asked this question to Naradev, and then Naraji's answer, how he lived his life, means material life, means there will be always crunch, there will be always calamities, and that, in those calamities we have to choose what we want to achieve. And then the appreciation of the Lord for Naraji's practice. That how he engaged in the service of the Lord and the devotees. Then how that service led to become sinless. Anagha. That anagha facilitates your fixed intelligence. And that fixed intelligence allows you to get rid of material desires. And once we are freed from material desire, then we can accept anything comes on our way. And that acceptance of those situations speaks that we desire only Krishna. And when we desire Krishna, then hankering takes place. And when hankering takes place, then Lord recognizes, oh, this person is mine. So I would like to stop here. If anyone has any question, please feel free to ask. Or, acha, there is a question. Yeah, this mic is coming.
So should we just accept it as maybe Lord Krishna is trying to make us strong or purify us? Or should we try our best to, you know, find a solution, come out of it, and as you said, make life a little more comfortable? So which way do we go? Complete acceptance, or we need to try?
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. When difficult situation comes in our life, definitely we should try to solve it. When the endeavors are taken to resolve those problems, those calamities, and if we want a comfortable situation to practice, it's not a crime. It's not something wrong. Lord also wants to use our intelligence to solve our problems if the calamities are coming. Some difficulties are coming in our life. But when those problem does not get solved, or those problems are not solved, even after our endeavors, our intelligence, then we should not keep fighting those problems and neglecting practice of devotional service. Because most of the time, we spend our energy fighting those problems which are not going to solve. And we forget to practice the essential part is devotional service. So our focus, definitely, we should try to solve. We should not leave problems for Krishna to solve. Or we should not live in a miserable condition. Are nahi, Krishna wants me to leave. So let me bring few more problems so that I will get purified faster. It won't happen that way. Problems, calamities does not guarantee purification unless we take shelter. Because there are so many problems in this world. Not everyone is become purified just because accepting those things. Unless and until there is a Krishna factor in that, purification does not take place. But at the same time, we should be vigilant about this thing, that I should not get dragged with the problem itself. We should endeavor, we should try. If your boss is really trying to exploit you and all those things, so easy way is to change a job, isn't it? You work on that in that direction. Not that, aray, no, I think Krishna has sent this boss to exploit me and leave my chanting for him, for toss. No. We have to take those steps to solve our problems. But in case, and there are so many problems, they keep striking us, which do not have any solutions. When Bhishma Dev told Pandavas, means all the things were on your part, Dharma, Lord Krishna himself, but so many calamities struck in your life, which was unsolved. They tried to solve it, but when they were unable to solve it, they accept it. Sanatan Goswami, he was put into the jail. So he did not say, "Are yaar, now Lord wants me to be in jail and I will practice chanting in jail only." But he used his intelligence, he used all the ways, he gave bribe to the jailer. And he came out of the problem and practiced chanting in Vrindavan. So we should take endeavors to solve our problems. But when the problems does not get solved, Shishir Radha Gopinath ji ki, then we accept it and we move forward. Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.